Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
Time for the WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorman, talking today about jobs, including some, Randy, that are being added here soon and prospects for the future.
Yes, Beth, let's start off with a company called CoverWallet. That's a company that helps small businesses buy insurance online. They're expanding their U.S. footprint with a new office in the Rochester area. They've added 40 jobs, they say, in the last 5 months, and they hope to add over 100 others within the next couple of years. The company's headquarters is in New York City, but its Rochester office is on the Brighton-Penfield border on Linden Avenue. Paul Rosen is chief operating officer for CoverWallet. He also grew up in this area. He says his company likes the available talent pool in this region with a good network of schools and colleges, and Rosen is hoping that by adding jobs, CoverWallet can encourage some young professionals to stay in Rochester rather than moving to other cities.
And I think one of the things that's going to help retain young talent is having jobs that are interesting, attractive, challenging, and can have growth related to them.
Another local firm adding jobs, Fisher Associates, recently moving downtown from Henrietta. They're moving to a Charlotte Street in Rochester. They provide technical and engineering solutions. They say the new space will allow them to continue to add jobs. They also plan to partner with the Rochester City School District to provide students in grades 5 through 12 with mentoring opportunities and exposure to the workforce. And another company, this one called Innovative Solutions Expanding, moving from Winton Place to a new spot in the town of Henrietta on East River Road. Empire State Development says the company will add up to 15 jobs with its expansion and retain 70 others. The state offering up to $500,000 through the Excelsior Tax Credit Program in exchange for job creation commitments. Business confidence relatively high around parts of the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic states during the first quarter of this year. That is according to a new survey put out by M&C Bank throughout its footprint. They send out a questionnaire to various business execs and real estate people. Economist Gary Keith telling us that optimism seems to be fueled in large part by the federal tax cut. He does note the survey was done before the recent talk of trade tariffs and the wild swings in the stock market. But overall, Keith says, it appears business owners were still relatively bullish on the economy. With unemployment at a relatively low rate right now, Keith says one of the biggest challenges for some companies is finding workers.
The issue that we see going forward, and many businesses reflect, is the difficulty finding that next new hire. You know, the 5% unemployment rate that we're dealing with in our markets, it makes it hard to find that qualified applicant.
Keith says, in general, businesses are still hiring. Very few of them, he says, seem to want to downsize their workforce. The union representing more than 300 workers at the Mott's Dr. Pepple Snapple plant, that's over in Wayne County in Williamson, says its workers recently overwhelmingly ratified a new contract. Officials with Local 220 of the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union say the contract includes hourly wage hikes over the next 5 years, reduced health care costs for the employees, and job security provisions. They note that back in 2010, you may remember they were on strike for a number of weeks then, but they say this time the negotiations lasted just several weeks. And the Simon Business School at the University of Rochester getting a $1 million pledge from the Sands Family Foundation and Constellation Brands. The money will be used to rework a classroom and convening space that will be named the Sands Constellation Auditorium. It is the largest classroom at the Simon School and also houses a number of events and conferences. And that's your business report, Beth.
All right. Thank you, Randy Gorman, who brings us the WXXI Business Report at about this time every Monday. And you can catch it later when we post it up at WXXINews.org.